Humberto Lopez Castillo. Dr. Castillo is a physician, and he's also currently a doctoral student in public health at the University of South Florida in public health. This afternoon, Dr. Castillo will demonstrate how translational research methods impact the array of available interventions provided by school social workers. His presentation is entitled, Just Quick Search, Placing Evidence-Based Interventions at the Fingertips of School Social Workers. Dr.
Castillo. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm very glad to be here sharing with you the results of our community-based research that we perform as part of the Institute for Translational Research in Adolescent Behavioral Health at the College of Public Health and College of Behavioral and Community Sciences at the University of South Florida. A little bit about the program. The program is funded through a NIDA grant, and we do have additional information on the Institute in the back of the room, a couple brochures, and our community partners for this service learning project were the Hillsborough County Public Schools. I have no conflicts to disclose. And as I mentioned, the Institute is an online, it's a mixed methods training program where master's and doctoral level students and practitioners at the public health level come together and learn about translating and disseminating academic research into real life practice. So as part of the Institute, one, as a scholar, partners with an academic institution, and we join efforts to come to solve real-life issues that the community partners would have. In our case, we partner with the Hillsborough County Public Schools, and we did have a very large stakeholder committee. We did partner with our academic mentors, the school social workers steering committee, the school social workers supervisor, who was very kind and supportive of the project, and of course the Institute scholars and also the Institute advisors. And I will talk a little more about how the information system department at Hillsborough County jumped in later when they got really excited about the project. A little bit about our partner institution, the Hillsborough County Public School is a fully accredited school district. It is the eighth largest school district in the United States and is the third largest in Florida. It operates with over 200,000 students, over 25,000 employees, and an almost $3 billion budget. So we come together with this wonderful group of school social workers, and we start to assess their needs to see what problem we can bring from academics to real practice. And their general feeling was the lack of evidence-based intervention that they could actually use in their social work practice. As part of the doctoral dissertation of one of our authors, Kat Randall, we used one domain of her survey to assess the needs of the school social workers, and we had a very good response rate. All 84% of them returned the surveys, and about one in every five school social workers is not familiar with the four and only four evidence-based interventions sanctioned by the district. When they were asked if they use evidence-based interventions in their everyday practice, 70% of them say they do, although only 18% were familiar with them, which is kind of contradictory. When they were asked if they knew where to find evidence-based intervention, almost two-thirds were very comfortable saying that they do know where to find them. However, when they were asked how much time they spent in their everyday looking for online interventions, 78 plus 2, that's 80% of them, 4 of every 5, spend over an hour a day and even more than 4 hours a week, to try to find evidence-based interventions for their everyday practice. And those, and that time in an eight-hour schedule is taking away a lot of actual time they could use implementing the interventions. So this is how we approached the school social work steering committee, and we posited that we could disseminate evidence-based interventions by translating them into a one-stop shop for school social workers following the NREP model. In discussions with the committee, we did envision this tool as a searchable tool, and it took a little work to put together all those evidence-based interventions that are out there collecting dust in journals in bookshelves in the 1.5 million that Cheryl was just talking about. So our theoretical frameworks to put this intervention together was the respond to intervention multi-tiered system of support model, and we, which is based on the systematic use of multi-source assessment data to most efficiently allocate the resources, with the ultimate goal of improving the learning for all students through integrated academic and behavioral supports. So I'm more of a visual learner. In a picture, we have three tiers of intervention, and for those of you, me as a clinical practitioner, I was not familiar with the school social worker model, so I was not familiar with the three-tier model, and school social workers actually wanted to focus on tier two interventions only. So we narrowed down our lit review, and we focused on tier two interventions, which are targeted supplemental interventions and support, and which can be delivered in small groups. And are not core universal instructional, but they are not individual as well. So we also, following the translational model for schools for social work in general, our intervention will fit in a phase two, which is adoption of best practices for professional community, which is that extra step we need to take to translate actual research into practice, and specifically diffusion of intervention knowledge. Our solution, well, we designed an evidence-based intervention toolkit. When sitting with our committee, a couple words about this logo, which was designed by our steering committee, they really wanted a toolkit, and they said they really love abbreviations. So we need to come with this catchy abbreviation, and EBIT actually has that sense of browsing in the web, E as in email, bit as in bits and bytes, so it has that sense of electronic, easy access, just click search. We develop a logic model, and I'm not going to walk you through the whole process, but I would like to point out that in our outputs, we did not only focus on the toolbox itself, but we also develop a handbook or a sort of manual on how to produce the toolbox in case, for example, they wanted to expand to tier one or to tier three interventions and include them in the toolkit. They will just follow the exact same procedure and the exact same literature review that we conducted to find these interventions. And we also develop an evaluation process for the intervention. So as I mentioned, we envision an online searchable database for tier two evidence-based interventions that could be either keyword or criteria-based, just like NREP. You could do specific age groups, specific grades, gender-based, if they were cultural adaptations. But what the committee pushed a little forward and opened our academic eyes was the fact that they wanted a comments box, and they wanted an informal evaluation way. So we came with a five-star rating system, pretty much Amazon.com based, and the school social workers would rate from 1 to 5 stars the interventions if they had any experience, and they had that comment box where they can say, well, there's a community partner that can help me adapt this intervention, or these are the resources I have used to adapt this intervention in my everyday practice. And if the intervention was not public domain, and we're going to talk about copyright issues, if the intervention was not public domain, they would put a note. As I mentioned, Hillsborough is a very large school district, so they will put a note on northeast corner of Hillsborough, a couple social workers won the intervention. And then in the southeast corner, they really do not connect to each other, but through this tool, they could actually put comments that how helpful would it be to buy the to purchase the intervention by the district. And the, as you remember, the chair of social work was in our steering committee, and he will be constantly checking these comments that school social workers make on the interventions. So in order to put this toolkit together, we did a comprehensive literature review using a set of criteria for inclusion. We standardized the information pretty basically in an Excel spreadsheet, and we summarized the interventions for a website output. We collaborated with the information system department, who was at this point volunteer, but they were so excited about integrating this new toolkit in the password protected website for the school district that they actually assigned a half-time employee 20 hours a week to work in the development of the toolkit. That was a big bonus of just joining them in the stakeholder committee. So we collaborated with them to feed the EBIT database with that Excel spreadsheet and develop an interface which is still in beta test, and we are very happy about the tests that are running. So you will enter either a keyword or phrase, and you will start checking the boxes for geographic location, races, ethnicities, pretty much following the NREP model, but with criteria that are relevant to our stakeholders. And with interventions that are pretty much across the board. Even though we are NIDA funded, and we did include all the substance abuse interventions, we also include sexual and reproductive health interventions and everything that we could find in the literature review. We are still, as I mentioned, we're still in beta test, and at this point, once the website is debugged, it will be run and tested with the school social workers in this implementation phase. So we will allow them to access the website for a minimum of 1 month, and then distribute an online follow-up survey. So we can still debug, not really finding any significant changes, not expecting to find significant changes in their everyday practice, just a little feedback to tune it a little better. And then once they have completed that over a year, then we will do the formal assessment. We will, of course, keep in touch with the steering committee to encourage participation and get those high response rates, that 85% that we got at the beginning, and analyze differences pre and post implementation. Now, for the translational research of adolescent behavioral health, we do have interventions. As we mentioned, there's a great deal of excellent research just collecting dust in bookshelves or lost in the large web of knowledge. So there is a need to utilize more creative means to disseminate in order to increase and enhance awareness and access to the research literature by the practitioners and the clients, which are our ultimate goal. And for the school district, this will become a district-wide one-stop shop for interventions for the school social workers. The district will possess the first database of its kind, and it will be on the cutting edge of research to inform practice. Integrations with future modules that the IS department is working on will further enhance awareness of clinical need and match it with appropriate interventions, and why not? Once we debug the whole database, it could become a Florida school social work standard. We would like to acknowledge the Institute, the College of Public Health, and the Professional Excellence Scholarship for allowing us to be here presenting our exciting results. Thanks a lot. The STAR system is not developed by us. The STAR system is for the client. So it's pretty much Amazon. You buy something and you like it, so you click 5 stars, or you hate it and you click 0 stars. So it's for the actual practitioner that wants to evaluate the intervention. So if they work somewhere else or in school social work, they learn about that intervention and they like it. And if the district has not purchased that intervention, they rate it 5 stars and they enter a comment like, I have worked before with this intervention and it will be really helpful in this school because of A, B, and C cases that I'm handling. So it's the 5-star system is for the practitioner, not for the actual lit review that we perform. We have a different set of criteria using the NREP model for the lit review. That's right, I forgot to expand a little bit on that. We did identify the interventions with a set of standard lit review inclusion exclusion criteria, and then we went through the abstracts to see if they were tier two. Our most relevant criteria was if they were tier two. So as long as they were small group delivered, we included them and further reviewed them. Long process, took all three of us like 6 months to go through all those reviews. If there was online materials that were of public domain, the website will actually link to those materials and print them as a PDF. If those are proprietary materials, as long as it's within the password protected website, we will just link to the website, not print out the actual materials for the intervention. Does that make sense?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Audience, too.